devices to assist our people with lifting patients. We have the power stretchers, but we're increasingly getting called upon to pick people up off the floor or out of vehicles or move them from here to there. And they're not all small people. Obviously, the population has gotten larger, and it presents us with some challenges. So one of the devices I was looking at is a device called the Binder Lift, and it's... like a whole lot of straps. Okay? Basically, picture a climbing harness. Okay, you got two leg straps. Patrick, why don't you stand up? Yeah. Well, this is gonna be big for you. But the idea is that it's way big for you.
Next.
But yeah, so you're gonna put the leg straps around, and then you buckle the chest straps, cinch that all up. So when you're lifting, you're not just lifting underneath somebody's arms, which is normally what we would do. We'd go, you know, one on each side, we'd get underneath the arms and pick up, or we'd wrap a sheet around them and crisscross it, still lifting only under the arms. So here we're lifting the legs and the arms. You got all these handholds. So whether you're short or tall, you find whichever grip is most comfortable for you, for your height, so you can bend at the knees to lift. And the top padding on this is padding. So when it is underneath someone's arms or around their rib cage, we go to lift, it's not cutting in into them. So this is the one that the Rotary helps finance. That's for bariatric patients. That's rated for 350 to 700 pounds. Standard version, just a different color, but same design. This one's rated up to 350 pounds, so that one would fit you. It fit me too. So, the eventual goal is between the money we got from the Rotary, we have some other donations from memorials to eventually, I think we got the money coming in from the Brinkerhoff bike races that happened back in April in Kutsaki to purchase the standard size lift to have one on each ambulance. And then the large one we will use in conjunction with another device. This one is interesting. You guys, you come up and give me a hand on this one. So this is called the Camel. It's made by a company called Mangar from Britain. And this was financed by a very generous donation from a very grateful patient who wished to remain anonymous. He reached out to me, I think back in October, he had a medical event. We treated and transported him. And what he found out was that he had had a congenital heart defect that had never been picked up on. He served a career in the military as well as a subsequent career in the reserves, and nobody ever picked up on it. And he was out mowing his lawn and started having chest pain, and we, you know, got him to the hospital and they found this out. The cardiologists were like, yeah, if you hadn't come in when you did, you might have been dead in 6 hours. So he was very, very grateful and financed. This is another lifting device that we've been working on. Familiar with airbags,
yep.
Lifting cushions,
yep.
That's what this is.
I see.
Have a seat. So again, you've got a patient who's on the floor, all we have to do is manipulate the patient to get them onto this, and you can log roll them, however, you can lift them up a little bit and slide under. If they're sitting up, you can just ask them to kind of scoot their butt over onto the device.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, back here.
So we've been time
testing. You want to do this?
Take a stopwatch.
Hang on.
takes us.
That's got a series of 14. There's 14, there's one being the backrest, and then 2, 3, and 4 are underneath the seat. So depending on how far you need to get the person up, the idea is to get them, lift them up to a seated position that they can easily transition either into the wheelchair or to their walker, or even just to assist them to just stand up from that position.
Now, is Wayne's hitting different buttons to work different parts of the apparatus?
Yeah. So right now,
is it all doing it by itself?
This is bladder number 2, now he's going to number 3, and then number 4 if need be.
Massage function. Oh, you're great. Higher will come up with your head more.
Right, because you don't want to lean heavy on the weight. The only thing we have to do is while you're in between, make sure we stay on either side of them. We will wobble, but we don't want them to fall down. What's that? That's one of the reasons why I wanted to invest in this, because we're getting called by the nursing homes to come in there and lift their patients. Mostly the assisted living places, but sometimes the nursing homes.
Right, battery.
Yeah, we've been playing around with it in the station. So, but at this point, again, go one more level up, and I can just say, okay, ready?
Because it goes about this
high. Okay, then we say, okay, stand up. They let them stand up on their own. Or I'd bring their walker over in front of them. They could just transition to their walker. You can use it laying flat, and then, you know, you could transition somebody supine from this onto a stretcher. But it works great.
Does it plug in, George, as well, as are all battery operated?
The device, yeah, that machine does have a cord. You can plug it in, and it'll work off of
your walker. Okay.
Designed, we've probably done it 5 or 6 times.
Playing
around with it. I forgot to plug it back in after we used it the other day. So that's the Mangar Camlink. So between that and the 2 Binder lifts, and then is that what you guys used up on Grandview?
Yeah, the old Craig guy is traffic. This is actually a little sturdier than it will be used. Because the handles are a lot sturdier.
Patient on this side. But this is called the Mega Mover. And it's got all these reinforced handles on it. So you've got 12, 14 different handles. So you can have as many people as you need.
Yeah,
4, 6, 8, 10. As many as you need to help move somebody. And this is more, you know, they're in an inaccessible location or they can get out to the stretcher. We would use something like this. So
that would still be used in homes, or would that be something that you'd use out in the field, like on a hiking trail or something like that?
You can use it in a home. Again, a great example would be trailer homes.
Right.
Those are narrow hallways.
Yes.
Right. And we, a lot of times we can't get our stretcher in and turned to go down the hallway. So if someone's in the, usually it's the back bedroom.
Of course.
Right. Always.
Right. And you got to bring him out to the front of the trailer to the main entry point. We would use something like this to move them. So we have these come in a couple different sizes. This is the largest one. It's rated for 750 pounds. And we've already used it once. So these are designed to be disposable, single use. So we also have a similar thing where it's actually designed to be used by one person for a quick evacuation. They're part of our, we call them mass trauma kits, because I don't like the term active shooter. I don't want to imply that. But that is the reality of what we would use these kits for. And it's designed to get somebody on this and drag them out real quick. It's almost like a kind of like a papoose thing that one person can grab hold of the straps and put it over your shoulder and drag the person behind you to get them out of a hostile environment.
Tourniquet, and then dog on it, roll, and go.
So we've got a lot of stuff to make it easier to move people. But these things are going to be good not only for us to reduce injuries, but also for injuries to us,
right.
Potential injury to the patient. We want to keep our people in the career as long as we can.
No, like I said, I think it's a win-win, especially because it's helping the patient. And obviously, it's going to save our employees, hopefully backs, knees, and keeps them around for a long, long time without having any problems. All right. Well, let's take. If you guys want to get together, I'll take a picture of four of you together.
And you guys can stand behind us.
So I'm going to put somebody in it.
One, two. We'll get a couple more here. Good. I think I'll have one or two that will work for Ted.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Brilliant.
Appreciate it.
Great donation, and like I said, we definitely appreciate the community support from the Haskell Rotary.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Carol. Pass that along to the rest of your members.
I will. Anthony apologizes for not being able to get here. He lives up in Wyndham now. So, our president's got a little ways to travel these days.
Oh, Yeah.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Night, guys.
All right, thanks for coming. I greatly appreciate it once again.
So that's our show and tell for tonight.
It's a nice addition. It's nice to have other community organizations support the rescue squad. So it doesn't go,
The camel.
You do a lot of stuff that sometimes you feel does go unnoticed, and then it doesn't.
The camel device was about $2,500, and the donation covered about two-thirds of that.
Will that stop?
It will not pop. It will get to a certain pressure, and then the pump will stop.
Right.
And that whole thing is $2,500?
What's that?
You said that camel thing is $2,500? $2,500. And that field is a reasonable number, really.
The donation was in the neighborhood, it was $1,800.
And the other device, they're probably not all that expensive.
This one, the large one was $875. The small one is $775. That's the list price. If we bought a few more of those, we'd knock off another $50 a piece. So right now, we haven't paid for them yet. Right now, we're on a 30-day field trial. I'm not sure we'll probably keep them.